There is only one offshore wind farm in the U.S. today, off the coast of Rhode Island. But according to the Department of Energy, 28 are in the works. Some communities along the East Coast are banking on offshore wind bringing not just energy, but a new industry that could mean jobs for aging ports. That could make some parts of the U.S. look more like the U.K., which leads the world in offshore wind energy. Here and Now's Chris Bentley went to a part of the U.K. that's staking its economic recovery on offshore wind.
270, 2.5, Mr. R&R, 3 boxes, Mr. R&R.
It's dawn in the English port of Grimsby. A few dozen seafood wholesalers huddle around tubs of fresh fish on ice, bidding on each lot with a flick of the wrist or a nod as the auctioneer barks. Grimsby is a proud fishing town, even though fishing hasn't driven the economy here for decades. The collapse of England's fishing industry left a legacy of poverty and unemployment. Then, about 10 years ago, wind farm developers showed up, promising jobs. Most people here were skeptical.
Oh my goodness, at first it was going to be the ruination of them all, and it's turned out to be the savior.
That's Martin Boyers. He's run the Grimsby fish market for 16 years. He says fishermen thought offshore wind would scrub out what's left of the region's struggling fishing industry. Instead, offshore wind has become a major economic engine. Today, the North Sea waters off Grimsby's coast are home to 7 wind farms, generating enough electricity to power more than 1 million homes. Developers say thousands more wind turbines are on the way, and workers will be needed to install what's being called the biggest offshore wind farm in the world. At the port, Boyers is busier than ever. After the fish auction, Boyers grabs a bacon bun from the cafeteria and heads to a control tower overlooking the locks. One after another, catamarans full of wind turbine technicians cruise out to service one of the wind farms. Boyers doesn't just manage the fish auction. He also runs the port of Grimsby East. These days, the port's biggest clients are crews doing operations and maintenance on wind farms.
But if we can do it in a place like Grimsby, which was steeped in history, and only fish. If you can do it in Grimsby, you can do it anywhere. So none of the ports along the eastern seaboard of the state need to worry about offshore renewables. It's an opportunity.
But many fishermen say that opportunity is coming at their expense.
At the moment, I'm having to steam 3 hours to catch fish.
Steve Barrett runs a massive tangle of nets through a squeaky pulley on his boat. He says he's lost valuable fishing ground to the new wind farms.
Two reasons I'm having to steam 3 hours. One, to try and avoid fish I have no quota for. And the other reason is the wind farm's in the way.
But other fishermen say, if you can't beat them, join them. Jason Parrott used to skipper 2 vessels, but found himself without a job when the owner of the boat sold them. But he landed a new job as a pilot for a wind farm vessel, ferrying technicians to the turbines for daily maintenance. Parrott says the wind farm gig is more stable than the boom and bust of being a commercial fisherman. Still, he says it's not the same.
The main aspect of it was the boredom. When we actually dropped the technicians off, we're out there for 8 hours, and even though they're magnificent, luxurious boats, you're still sitting there, and I was always active. The others were all used to it. They could sit there all day with a DVD. That was the hardest transition for me.
Steve Barrett says he'll never take a job with the wind farms like Parrott and many of his former colleagues have. And he has this advice for fishermen in the U.S. thinking of hopping on the wind farm bandwagon.
Really, you're nothing other than a floating taxi. And just eat grub all day and get fat. If that's what you want to do, there will be jobs. If you want to be a fisherman for the next 20, 30 years, or however long it is, I suggest you and your community oppose it at every stage possible.
Right now, there's only one offshore wind farm in the U.S. It's here, off the coast of Rhode Island at Block Island. Just 5 turbines, a fraction of the size of the new wind farms being built in Europe. Still, on a ship winding through the towering wind turbines, Catherine Bowes tells me it's a sign of things to come. She's with the National Wildlife Federation, which has studied the wind farm's impact on marine life.
Of course, there's a lot of data to be gathered there. You know, these are the first 5 turbines in the water here in the U.S. We are hopeful that there will be, you know, hundreds, if not thousands more put in. There's 3,000 in the water off of Europe today. Of course, they've had 25 years to get going. We're just getting started. We've got 5.
Bowes says the U.S. can benefit from the lessons learned in the U.K., namely, how to better address the concerns of fishermen and environmentalists before construction begins. And that learning may have to happen fast. the federal government has already issued more than a dozen commercial leases that could lead to offshore wind farms in states from Massachusetts to South Carolina. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.